Yeah. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Folk. Cut Master Swift down your soda. Shout it.
Love puts on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink and hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken chow. Main, many, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuffed and claim the thing? Hey, my main thing got my last name. Yeah, that I mean.
I got Tyler Perry sales. I love this song, man.
Awesome, man. Great intro. Great intro.
Welcome to 100 Proof Radio with GL and Shaki, episode 11, right?
11?
Man, yeah. We made it past 10. Double digits. We got double digits, like a double-double in basketball.
Lucky number 11. They hit on the crap table every time you roll 11.
GL, what's up, my boy? What you, what's the word for today?
First and foremost, how y'all doing out there? All good people, lovely people. Kind of getting a little nippy outside. A little fucked up, you know, being a mailman and all. I ain't looking forward to Black Friday.
Oh, it's the Postman Chronicles.
It's the Postman Chronicles. It's horrible. This is not a great week to be a mailman. So if you got any money, don't order shit. Take y'all lazy ass to the store and get in line back when Black Friday. Do you remember Black Friday first hit? When your grandma used to say, you got to get up, go get that TV at 5:30 in the morning.
That was your rich ass family, man. We didn't have it. We didn't, Black Friday, man. We didn't have it like that. I'm going to say it like that.
Well, tell me, what kind of Black Friday? I ain't say we got none, but Black Friday, it's just Black Friday. I'm looking for more of White Wednesday, though. Have you heard of White Wednesday?
What's White Wednesday, man?
When all white girls get your head half off.
Put some pumpkin spice on lattes at Starbucks.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to be back. First of all, man, y'all did a good job holding it down while I was out of town last week. Shout out to YSL and GF for holding it down. Y'all did a good job, man. I appreciate y'all filling in.
So what? What the fuck was you doing out of town?
Don't worry about what I had going on. What I was doing. See, he gonna try to put me on blast, but let me put this dude on blast. GL, thank you for letting me use your timeshare while I was out in Florida.
I ain't got no timeshare. That's you.
Thanks for letting me use your timeshare out there.
I don't got shit in Florida, but an old unpaid ticket that I ain't paid for running that goddamn gate with this hall pass.
the highway pass. What is it called? They got it, the toll.
The toll
thing. Yeah, they tore my ass up. I tell you that.
I can live there, man. But who know? You know. Well, you know all about it because you go all the time.
Yeah,
you
man.
Rich motherfucker.
Not rich, man. Not rich. Nah, man. I'm still trying to. Well, I'm sorry. You know, we might not be seeing YSL for a while. That was the Illuminati sacrifice.
She gone.
She was the Illuminati sacrifice. So I expect us to be coming into the money real soon.
Yeah, she went. We had to transfer her over because she didn't want to give me no pussy. So I had to get down off with her head. You don't want to fuck me. You got to get out the studio. Fuck that. Get your ass out of here. Get some pussy up.
With the Postman Chronicles, man, it is getting cold out there.
It sucks.
Cuffing season in full effect.
It's real good. It's coming. Cuffing season is here. I've been cuffing. Let me be quiet. because I ain't, she might be listening, but both of my hoes might be listening to me like, you, anyway, but anywho, it is cuffing season. Go ahead. You right.
Yeah, man. DM is on fire. Hey, I'm in everybody. I'm trying to get in everybody DM. I need to.
I want to give a special shout out to all the big girls, because Thanksgiving is right around the corner and cuffing season is here. This is y'all time to shine. They need to create a fat girl award. They should get an award during November and December, because that's, you know, I switch out hoes all the time. You know what I'm saying? I keep skinny hoes for the summer. I got me a 210 bitch right now. You know what I'm saying? December gonna come, I'm gonna get a 240 girl.
What does that mean? What's 210, 240? You talking about that's how much you weigh?
Yeah.
210?
210. I want me 1240. I done had 1240 out hitting from the back every road. Everything was shaking. I thought I was on a water bed. Blip, 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 blip. Good. Good.
We need to do so. Hey, we need to be, when we get out and start getting famous and stuff, taking pictures with our fans and whatnot, man, we need to do something to get publicity. I think I'm finna start. I'm about to start Instagram chatting. Instagram picture in like Genuine. I'm having my meet out. I'm getting publicity. You know what I'm saying? I need to get a buzz. So let me start taking some Instagram pictures with my meet out.
Well, black as I am, you might not see my meat. Whole screen black. Well, Brandon makes that for my dick, I turn all this black. So
Genuine ain't been, I ain't even trying to hate on brother, man. He ain't been relevant since Aaliyah was living. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real, man. What's the last hit Genuine had?
In those jeans. I still don't want to stick my dick between those jeans. That's the one he had. When was those jeans?
I don't even remember, man. I thought it was Bobby Valentino.
No, shit.
Hell, he dead too, ain't he?
Yeah, he Bobby Valentino worked at, I seen him work. We worked for Royal Funeral Home. he buried people with his career.
Hell no, man. You crazy as hell with
look,
that.
So, my thing is, with that being said, how many, have you ever just sent your dick pic out to some bitches?
What you mean? I mean, have I sent dick pics before?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Of course. You gotta give them a preview.
But, well,
you
know what I'm saying? See, I done sent a couple dick pics, but it's, I always find myself doing them in the most random ass positions. See, I got a male. I done sent the bitch a dick pic with my male hat on. Some special delivery, bitch.
We should, the biggest lies that women tell, we should do that every show. Because I think a new one every time. There's a big ass lie when they say girls don't like dick pics. Man, they ask for them, man. They be asking for them, too. They be acting like they don't.
I think
girls like that shit. They may not like them, you know. They may not want them to get them while they in church or something. But you know what I'm saying? They want dick pics.
I send it to you. You can be in church.
I mean, like, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I just read the headline. I didn't even know exactly what Genuine did, but I know the motherfucker was on it. They want to do that shit. He may tell me if y'all go ham on dick print and some gray sweatpants, you damn sure want to see. You damn sure want to see a damn picture of a celebrity. Talking about someone, man, that's so gross. And I don't want, who's sending dick pics? Y'all like this shit.
Yeah.
Call in and tell me you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't believe.
Yeah. They tell them, first of all, give them the number.
Call in number is 215-383-5878. Call in if you disagree with us, if you agree.
You
know what I'm saying?
And yeah, you got to have proper etiquette to send a dick pic to. Not to spend a lot of time on it, but it's
been as much time as you want.
When you're sending the dick pic, the lighting in the room got to be right. I know you wonder, like, how I know this? Because lighting is everything. Because they can shave an inch off your dick if the lighting's wrong.
Be real, GL. You got to beat your meat for a little while to make it hard first for you to take that picture.
You don't send no soft meat on. Don't bitch want to see no soft dick. Who want to see a soft dick?
I mean, this one chick, she wouldn't even talk about me. She was talking about something. I don't know how we got on the subject, but she was like, yeah, I need to see how it is soft. So if it's big when it's soft, then I know you got a big one.
That ain't true. That ain't true.
That chick said that, man.
Cause my dick go from 3 to 10. it'll fool the shit out of you. Be like, damn, that goddamn pony done touched it to a heart.
So, but yeah, I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Everybody, come on, man.
I'm weird. I don't like seeing pussy pitch.
Why not?
I want to see. Send me a pitch. Okay, I lied. I just told a lie on radio. I like to see the pussy pitch, but I want to see it with your friend. Don't send me no picture of your pussy in your head and it ain't shaved. Do not send me that. I hate seeing that black hole. It scares me. It look like that tunnel by Lincoln Projects when the crackheads go down there by sleep. I don't want to see that. It's just something I don't want to see. So shave your snatch before you send that. It's proper ways to send pictures.
Hey, just keep the sex pictures going. Sexting, keep it going. Just, I mean, if you feel nervous and it's too much for you, crop your head out. I tell you, man, I don't care. Crop your head out.
Yeah, because I'm going to show my homeboy anyway. Whoever, because you know girls show people they dick pic, right? Like you send your one of your side bitches a dick pic, they going to show another girl. Girl, look what he working with. He couldn't even fill up the whole screen. Or now he had to send the two pictures to get it all in there. One of the two,
man.
But anywho.
What else been going on, man? Because I really just ain't been paying attention to dude like that, but Kanye done spazzed again, man.
Kanye done slipped and fell and hit every iceberg in Chicago. This nigga is gone crazy.
So basically, he was pissed off because was it MTV?
Or AMA.
AMA?
One of them musical
awards. Which one of the musical awards, they told him that Beyonce wouldn't perform unless she won the award, which, damn, I didn't even know she had that power like that. But then again, I guess she do.
The beehive
is in full effect.
They lit his page up already.
So, basically, he snapped on the show.
A live concert.
And he snapped. What did he say, GL, man?
And he was in Sacramento last night, and he said, I just think it's some bullshit that you go and tell all people that you ain't going to perform if you don't win no award. And I had to bear the video. Fame was better than formation. Whatever it is was better than formation. Which
it wasn't, though.
It really wasn't. And
yes and no. I mean, fame was, I mean, it looked good. I tell you
that.
Yeah. It looked good. But, it wasn't.
The song wasn't better.
The song wasn't better. You know,
and she's Beyonce. Let's keep it real.
She had a more positive message.
He threw Drake in there too. It shouldn't be Hotline Bling, but that's what he said too. One of them.
Hotline Bling was a hot song, but that video wasn't jumping.
It felt.
That video wasn't good.
He just sat there and did that little. We ain't gonna get in there.
Yeah, I could shoot the Hotline Bling video with my damn cell phone.
Exactly. She should have won. The rightful person got the award. And you know me, I ain't no Beyonce fan. But I think she be fucking me up without my side bitches giving them too much power and information and shit. Quit listening to her anyway. But you know what I'm saying. Lemonade, Kool-Aid, all that shit. Don't listen to that.
Oh, man. He was up there. I guess he made it with Kid Cudi. He was up there hugging.
Oh, yeah. That tongue kiss on stage. on that flow stage, him and Kid Cudi up there hugging each other, crying and shit. Why? Shocky, I like you and all. I don't give a damn we fall out and we make up. I'm not finna hug your ass.
I ain't coming with it.
I'm not hugging you on stage dick sword for 45 minutes in front of 60,000 people.
I don't blame you.
I just can't do it, me personally. But that's them. That's their retarded ass.
But I haven't liked Kanye. I mean, Kanye used to be a dope artist, man. Like, I enjoyed Kanye's music up until 808 and Heartbreak when he did Auto-Tune, the whole album. I mean, after his mom died, man, he ain't been the same. I don't know what kind of drugs he on, but, you know, I ain't going to say man on drugs. Something wrong with him. Your ego can't be that big that you, like, can't nobody get through to you?
He didn't fuck Kim Kardashian. So, in his mind, it don't get no better. So
why? She gonna pass around more times than the damn blunt.
It don't matter. It's kind of like Trump. Trump, last night, he already had all the money. I know if I went president, I'm the man. That's how he look at it in his eyes.
But is Kim Kardashian, that ain't no trophy pussy.
But it might be some good pussy.
It might be, but I mean, I don't know, man. Them Kardashians is the damn devil. I just said it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. That was part of that. I might have went against Illuminati by saying that.
Yeah, you better shut the fuck up. I love you. Kill him, not me.
Hey, they can turn. They can turn from male to female and win Woman of the Year award.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Real.
That happened in real life.
He went from a damn Olympics woman to a damn bitch in high heels
and won Woman of the Year.
What this country going to?
I don't know. You should know right then and there, after that happened, that Trump was going to win.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this country is sick.
It's sick. I would say that's crazy.
Sick as hell, man. Jill, speaking of Trump, man, I don't know if it's a big deal or not. I don't think it's a big deal. Not too much. But, you know, that since, you know, he won the election, he got to move into the White House. Him and his family are supposed to move into the White House. I mean, he doesn't get the inauguration until January, but his wife and his youngest son, they gonna stay in New York until after his kid finished school. Do you think they should do that, or he should move straight in with everybody else and just pull them out of school?
Trump don't want to be behind them jigaboos that just had fucking Twalib Kweli in the damn White House. Hell, he don't want to even go there. It was just a point. He said he's staying in Trump Towers. He don't want the Trump Towers of the White House. I'm pretty sure I read something. Donald Trump said he sleep on a $700
pillow.
Pillow of some of his finest ostrich ass. $700 pillow. White House ain't got no $700 pillow. Mm-mm.
Why come it don't?
Because Obama never was there. It's chicken grease all over them pillowcases. Chicken grease, oil sheen, peak oil moisturizer, all in the bathroom. He don't want to see all this shit, man. He does not want to see all this shit.
say Malia and Sasha got just for me in the damn bathroom.
Yeah, it's plenty of tracks and all that shit, fingernail clippers. I don't want to see all that shit. You know how you go when you go home your old lady bathroom. You know how your own lady bathroom looks, don't you? Big ass hair balls in the sink. All that shit, you can't flush the toilet and shit. He don't want to see all that. He Trump. I don't want to see all that. I Trump. He don't want to see that.
So you don't blame him?
I don't blame him. We voting men don't want to stay. That's
so
what you
so
get,
they splitting the Secret Service up double time. And you know we pay for that as taxpayers. We pay the salary. I think we pay, you know, I should research this, but I think we pay the salary of the damn Secret Service.
I know we do.
So we paying for them to be split up like that all the time in New York and in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah. But no, he said something about he was going to donate the checks anyway. He don't even want it.
You believe that?
He don't give a fuck. I believe because it's a tax write-off. He ain't paying taxes no way.
He ain't paying taxes. And he still ain't released that shit, did he?
He ain't releasing nothing because he ain't paying nothing. That's why he don't release shit.
Damn, they must have really hated Hillary, didn't they?
They hated her. No, the way they looked toward it, the way... The shit said, we're not even going to go on all that, but the way it's set up, she won a popular vote, though. So, it is what it is. She did.
Shit, so that's two times I can remember that the popular vote didn't mean shit. So, what are we voting for?
You're voting for because your cousin Eloise got killed back in 1900 to get your
they
vote.
They took them dogs on her, man. I had to go vote.
Yeah, I feel you.
I had to, man.
You voted for hell. I ain't gonna tell you.
I had to vote just so I can put on Facebook and be petty and say I can vote, but I bet your felon baby daddy can't vote.
I voted for Trump, so just in case if he did win, I'd be like, I told you. I'm here in Alabama, so I voted for Trump. Sure
yeah,
did.
Just so you know, your vote can count because if you voted for a Democrat in Alabama, you wasted your damn vote.
You know one of them things like, hey man, I'm gonna pick this number. Just because I know it ain't going to come. That's exactly what I did. I'm voting for Trump. If he win, I say, I told y'all.
I hear you, man. So, I didn't really read too much on it because I don't do too much reality TV. I don't do too much of that. But apparently, the rapper Game lost a $10 million lawsuit to somebody that was on one of his shows.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you too much about GA. You got to take over this because I ain't even never watched the show.
Well, I ain't never watched the show, but I can give you a rundown.
Go ahead.
What happened was, okay, you tell me if he wrong. He went out on, you know how they go all the time. They used to go out on dates on the show and shit, right? So once they went out on a date or whatever, he was like, hey, you got to give me some of that ass because this shit really for, you know, You know, that, I mean, that's the proper thing to do. You on the show. I want to fondle you in places. And can't nothing be said because you on the show. This is what you signed up for. Long story short, she said, I ain't signed up for this. No, gang. No. Too much meat. I don't want none. Too much. No, no, no. You can't have me. But you went to the hotel room with him, you know, whatever. He's fondling you. And then you tell him no. And but both of y'all been drinking. Then a year later, go buy your sewer. So, but you signed up on the show looking for Gang's Love. Which one is?
I mean, it's hard for me to say because I legit don't watch reality TV no more. Like I did used to. I ain't say I never did. But, like, after the first or second season of Flavor of Love or Flavor Flav, when I seen how they was acting over his ugly ass, and I know he ain't got no damn money, I was like, this shit, this ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? And what was the Real Housewives of, I don't know, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta when Scrappy was talking about putting paws on people. I mean, like, that's back when I watched it. I ain't watched none of that after that.
Well, I watch Love & Hip Hop because I know once I get an Illuminati, it's a couple of them I want to smash just because. So I do watch a TV show. So that one ain't that bad. I just like looking at the women on there.
Shit, I mean, I remember.
So Jessica Dawn Peace, if you listening, baby girl, I want you and I need you and I got the hat.
I don't even know who this is.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
might cost you a lot, but it's gonna cost you.
It's gonna cost you. So hope she listens. She might be.
Man, we got Thanksgiving coming up, man.
Oh, Thanksgiving. First of all, we're going to take a little time. I'm going to give you one. Tell me something that you thankful. What you thankful for?
Oh, man, you put me on spot, man.
I put you on spot. I can't let you think. I can't let you think about everything.
Yes, that's true. I know it could be something more. I don't want to say nothing super cliche, but every day I wake up and, you know, it's breath in my lungs and I can go out and make a couple dollars and rub two pennies together, I'm straight, man. Because everything else come and go. Money come and go.
Money
love and all that come and go. You know what I'm saying? Your family come and go. Everything come and go.
Yep.
But as long as you can wake up and you got control of your own mind and make your own decisions, that's something to be thankful for. You know what I'm saying? In itself.
What I'm going to tell you what I'm most thankful for about Thanksgiving is that's one motherfucking holiday you ain't got to take them side hoes and spend no money on. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So that's one of my favorite holidays because it ain't nothing but about food. That's all you need. It's, hey, you ain't got to spend no money. That's one holiday you genuinely don't got to buy nothing. Just go with some. Just pick your favorite cousin or uncle or whoever and just go eat all the shit up and go home and take a big old to-go plate.
You know me, I'm so, you know, conscious and political nowadays. Every time I think of any holiday come up, I try to figure out why it's whitewashed. I try to figure out, but when I think of Thanksgiving, first thing I think of is fucking pilgrim slaughtering Indians. That's the first thing I think of, you know what I'm saying?
A big fat ass turkey. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I can't even respect none of this stuff. Every time it come up, man, I think of it. Call me negative or whatever, but I mean, you know, I think I'm bitter because we didn't get our reparations, man. At least the Indians got casinos. We ain't get shit.
You got Jordan. You got Michael Jordan. That's all you jigaboos know is Jordan. You got Jordan, and he putting all the money in the jail. And y'all steady buying the shoes. I don't buy shit from them no more.
Hey man, they buying they buy them shoes like they don't come out every year with different colors.
Hey, that's what you jiggaboos do.
But every time I think about Thanksgiving or something like that, I just think of, you know,
I just
Indians getting, you know, trying to break bread with these damn pilgrims. And pilgrims then gave them brought them damn European diseases over there, you know, and killed all these damn Indians and took their land. You know, they didn't invite them into them. You just think about it. I remember some months back we had Columbus Day, and they didn't came over acting like they discovered America when you already got Native Americans there. How the fuck you gonna discover some shit that people already there?
I couldn't tell you. I just miss Thanksgiving. I miss my grandma, both of them. Thanksgiving ain't be the same. So if y'all got a grandma at home, go see your grandma. Even if she getting a little old and the cornbread a little burnt, it don't matter. That shit will not be the same. And I really do mean that. But anywho,
so when Thanksgiving comes up or whatever, what's Thanksgiving etiquette? What's the rules of Thanksgiving? Like, I mean, do you bring over items? Do you bring something over? Or you come up with an empty stomach and a fork and spoon?
I'm coming.
What do you bring?
Empty?
You coming anything?
I ain't bringing shit, and I'm taking it to go play. And let me know who cooked the macaroni and cheese, because there's always that one person in your family that can't cook. that always fucking up some. Who did? Did Auntie Shirley cook that? Oh, no, you won't eat that. And quit bringing deviled eggs to the goddamn. I hate them. Like, deviled eggs suck. What?
A lot of people like deviled eggs.
They suck.
I personally scrape half the damn the yolk out anyways. It just be just a little taste of it on there, and I can eat it. I'm not a big fan of deviled eggs.
Shout out to Chitlin. All the people that eat chitlins. Chitlins ain't
we good. Should just made a Thanksgiving overrated list.
Yeah, that
deviled eggs, overrated.
Nasty, get the fuck out of here.
Chitlins, I ain't never had it, overrated.
You know what, I have.
Patty, sweet potato pie, overrated.
Overrated. Don't go by that Patty LaBelle shit. That shit is unsweet. If you diabetic, you go by that.
Patty got diabetes, don't she?
She got some because ain't no damn sugar in that, and I know.
It's a petty pie, not a patty pie.
Yeah.
A petty pie.
That's some nasty shit. I don't like this shit, though.
What else overrated? It, on Thanksgiving.
That's all. Everything else good to go.
No, it ain't. You ain't had time to think about it. Whenever you go over to somebody's house, when you go over to your family house, and, you know, you can't relate. You can't relate because y'all got Fiji water. Y'all got Perrier water.
We got
check drink. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have check drinks. I don't lie to that shit.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Get a real drink.
You know, if I go eat at somebody else's house, I might bring some check drinks. But
yeah.
In my house, we're going to have
I ain't going nobody else's house. If it ain't my folks' house, I ain't coming. I ain't bringing them.
You eat the other people's mashed potatoes and potato salad.
I promise y'all order pizza. I'll go to Waffle House.
So the worst dish on Thanksgiving to you is deviled egg.
It's deviled egg. Don't have me no nasty-ass, ugly-ass, stinking-ass egg. Out of all this shit, you going to bring some eggs over somebody's house? That's horrible.
It's left over from Easter, ain't it?
Yeah, that's an Easter egg. Way back in goddamn April, there's no of them you bring Easter eggs over here. Talking about they devil. Yeah, they is the devil. They will kill your ass.
Oh, man. So, I don't know. I don't know if I have a worse dish. You know, so shout out to my auntie's cherry cheesecake. Oh,
see,
my God.
I eat some shit like that.
Oh, my God. Oh,
auntie,
my God.
Send me a slice. I want some. Make sure you give me
if you listen to auntie, hey, GL wants some of that cherry cheesecake. Everybody damn near fight over it every year. You know what I'm saying?
You want to make two of them, then?
Hey, she tried to make two, man. We savage. We savage over there. And we damn near forget the Cowboys playing. Shout out to the Cowboys, 9-1.
Fuck the Cowboys. I don't even want to talk about it. Faggot-ass Elliot. Excuse my language.
You know we can't say that, though, Bo, man.
I can't stand the Cowboys.
Q, you better not call in talking about my Cowboys, neither. Is you listening, Q? You better not call in talking about Cowboys. All right, on Thanksgiving, man, because we've been talking about Thanksgiving. Why not? Hell's coming up. When it comes to Thanksgiving dinner, man, how long should you be with or going with your significant other before you bring around the family for Thanksgiving? Like, or are you supposed to go over there? Are you supposed to go to her family house, or are you supposed to bring it to your family?
Me personally. I'm bringing you to my family. Because don't nobody want to talk about, I ain't trying to lie to your daddy about how I'm trying to smash your daughter. Now, how long are you around for, boy? You the ninth nigga that's been in there in a row. This is the ninth one on that week. We can't make it to 10. So I'm bringing you to my people. Let me tell you, you already gave your people run out. Look, I got this little chick. We finna come. And you always come in late. With the side hoes, there's everybody full, all the good people that run their mouth gone. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't get there early while they still praying. And we got to pray for the mashed potatoes. You know, you want to skip all that part. You don't want her sitting, you know what I'm saying? Like, she get to see how your people really is. But you already told them the nine most important people, look, I'm bringing her. We're going to eat a little plate. We're going to get the hell on out of here.
I mean, it just depends, man. I had an ex. I had to quit going to her family house for Thanksgiving, man. I would be there.
Food nasty as fuck.
Nah, not even that. Nah, the food was good, but that night. Hell, the food was good as fuck. But I remember, me and this chick, we've been together for some years. So I've been there 3-4 years back to back. And you know, her brother, you know what I'm saying, had a different chick or sister had a different dude there every year. So so I was making them look bad. I was like, why you keep here? It's your third in a row. Why is she got
nothing
to do there?
Freaky till you keep you around.
I just made the other person look bad, man. Like, she can't do there, or he can't, you know, whatever.
Hey, who knows? Who knows?
So you when you say that you should bring a person in there to my bad, my thing then.
You should take bring them to your people. Or you can monitor what you want around your, because you don't know what you walking into. You ain't gonna, you get what I'm saying? You don't know what you walking into bringing them into you going to their place. So you definitely want them to come with you.
Yeah.
And if you got you a white girl, you ain't going over there no way. So don't worry about it.
No, I mean, we gotta have some seasoning on our food. I be finding out that white chicks, they be getting offended by that. Like they be like, we season our food too.
With Mrs. Dash.
If you spray Pam, you spray some butter on the damn thing, on your cooking utensils before you cook, that don't mean you seasoned it.
Yeah.
And you ain't got to get diabetes over it. But you know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all don't be seasoning y'all meat like that for real.
Hell no. So they all frying chicken with no flour on it. This is fried chicken.
But I actually enjoy Thanksgiving though, man. I'm always late to Thanksgiving anyways. I try to come right before the prayer. I try to come after the prayer, but my dad, he'll call me sharp. Where you at, man? We about to say the prayer. I'm like, I'm coming. I get there with two canned drinks.
They pray over the food. I don't pray for nothing. Everybody better. We better eat. All right. Let's go.
Let's get into these topics for today, GL, yeah. Man.
All right, man. Let's do this.
All right. First one we got up today is it better to build a future with someone or is it better to wait until they got all their stuff together?
I'm going to say it's better to wait till they got all their stuff together.
For real? That's what you say?
That's what I say.
Wait till they got their stuff together.
Yep. Wait till they got their shit together. Because ain't nothing like goddamn doing a goddamn some homework with not the right utensils, if you know what I mean. So what I'm saying is, I'd rather have me somebody already established instead of trying to build some shit from ground up. Because sometimes you can try to build some shit, you can try to run that business, but that business just don't work.
I don't agree, man. I don't agree with that. I think it's better to build with somebody because, like, 9 times out of 10, like, do you got all your shit together? Like, do that person got that shit together? Like, how can I come to somebody and expect them to be already established when I ain't got all my shit together neither? So I'm supposed to come to you,
wait.
And you got your shit together. And you know, I'm just not a big fan of you know, trying to bring somebody up to speed or whatever. Everybody don't, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand how can, you know what I'm saying? How can you be? What do you bring to the table besides two baby daddies and bad credit? Like, you need to be, you know what I'm saying? If I got two baby mamas, you mean tell me I can go ahead and get with somebody who, you know, already established, got their job, and just wait for me to come up just to bring me up?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah, life ain't fair. Yeah, I want somebody that already got some shit established.
Well, let me tell you why you're lying, GL. So you think it's all good for that singer Sierra, who already then went through her bad boy phase, had a baby with Future, and now she get a chance to get with an NFL player, Russell Wilson, who ain't got no kids, and he playing daddy to Future child, and he mad, and Future mad about it, and you got to deal with that shit. Think it's cool. Since he's cool for Sierra to go with somebody who already established and ain't got shit to lose, it's okay for her to do it?
If he gonna take that woman, yep, it's okay. If you that goddamn stupid and you gonna take her, that's his problem. So obviously he sees something in her that he see the same trait in her that Future never seen. She was on getting blowjobs, something. She done something to him. So she already established too. That ain't a good one. But she a millionaire too. She ain't got the kind of money.
Ain't no damn millionaire.
Okay, she got at least.
She probably got some money, but she ain't no millionaire. Do she got? She ain't got Russell Wilson money.
No,
who came up? Answer that question. Did she come up or did he come up?
She came up
exactly.
But in a relationship, somebody gonna come up.
So you say, ain't nobody coming in. So somebody, nobody can. So the whole equally yoked thing that they say is just garbage.
That's bullshit. Nobody ever fucking equally yoked.
Hey, that's what they preaching.
No, because Mariah Carey ain't equally yoked with James Stack.
No, absolutely not.
Nick Cannon wasn't equally yoked with her. She was worth $500 million. He was worth 20. He lost already.
So let me get this straight. The moral of the story is always overachieve.
Always do better if you can. If you can't, you the loser. So let me tell you something. In a relationship right now, everybody at home listening to this shit. If you're in a relationship, one of you motherfuckers lose, regardless, about something. It ain't no 50-50, well, she do this, he did. Somebody else 60-40, might be 28. But somebody else, it's never, name a relationship that you know that's 50-50. Let me know.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, society make the rules. Society make the rules, man.
I go off, hey, look. Base your relationship off sex. Because at the end of the day, if you ain't got no money and you still can bust a good nut, you win. Because there's a lot of people that got a lot of money that ain't busting good nuts and lose. So base your relationship off sex. If you want to listen to me, because I'm happy. So because you're busting, I'm happy. So with that being said, build something with somebody that already got something. You ain't going to go outside looking in the trash. You take out the trash, don't you?
Gotcha, man. Yeah, you might have a point. Yeah, I might have a point. We got a caller. Want to put in 2 cents. Say your name and where you're from. Welcome, caller.
Okay.
What you want to speak on today?
Okay, so are you guys still talking about if you should be in a relationship with someone and help build with them, or if you should just kind of not do that? Are y'all still talking about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I personally feel like nobody should really enter into a relationship unless they both parties are already fully established. And with that being said, kids to me does not have anything to do with if you're fully established or not.
Don't kids cost money?
Wait, what?
Don't kids cost money?
I mean, yes, but just because someone has a child and then they enter into a relationship, if they are fully established and already taking care of their child, then what does that have to do with coming into a relationship? As long as they themselves are fine.
If a person comes to a relationship with kids,
the person who don't got no kids is losing already.
They are
that's a negative connotation. No, that's a negative connotation that the society has brought onto people. So basically you're saying that somebody who, let's say they were married and had kids and then got a divorce. So now they're going into another relationship. And it's negative and the other person is losing because they don't have any kids?
Negative, but that nigga, whoever ain't got the kids, is losing.
Maybe the person that she gets with next need to have kids.
So, I don't understand. Why if somebody has kids, then the next person they need to get into a relationship has to have kids? Well, I don't understand that.
Because it takes two parents to raise a child. It does.
Okay.
What he's saying is, now let's both of y'all already rich, because I'm going to use Sierra she don't need.
And that was a horrible example, but okay.
Well, I'm just saying, she don't need Russell Wilson money for real. It makes it better. But what we said, because she don't even got to raise her own kid. If you got money like that, it don't matter, because neither one of them be with the damn kids anyway. The nanny got the kids.
So the person that, I know we get a little off subject or whatever, but the person who comes in not needing help. So the guy, let's just say, so Russell Wilson, who has NFL money, so he got all the right in the world not to sign a to make her sign a prenup since she don't need no help.
I mean, yes, if that's what he wants to do, but what you guys are taking it and blowing it like completely out of proportion. 9 times out of 10, people are regular people, and they're not Russell Wilson or whatever his name is in Sierra. So if we take it back to regular people, if a female comes into a relationship and she has kids, if she already is doing her damn thing without the man, then I see no reason why she shouldn't be able to get into a relationship with somebody who doesn't have kids. Because at the end of the day, she's already been doing this shit by herself. She already making money for her and her kids. She's straight. You just coming along for the ride at the end of the day. And so it's vice versa. That doesn't mean that the other guy is losing, and she should not get into a relationship with anybody until she has her shit all squared away, because you don't want to have to rely or depend on anybody else. So that's what I'm saying. Having kids and not having kids, to me, has nothing to do with if you should get into a relationship with somebody, unless if you're wanting to build with them. I mean, from a guy's standpoint, I don't think a guy should do that with a female. But at the same time, just because the guy doesn't have a kid doesn't mean that she's not helping build him up as well, right along with her children.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. You know, since you lay it down like that, but at the same, I just go off. I don't give a damn if you're a millionaire and you got a child. I'm goddamn losing because I ain't got no goddamn kid, because regardless of whatever you say, I still got to help you take them cross country, get shot, go get glasses. Regardless, I'm losing.
And I don't think that's losing. I think that's being a man and taking responsibility, because once you do have kids, once you do have kids, you're going to have to do the same thing. So it just depends on your maturity level. That's not losing to me. That's deciding that you want to date somebody and have a family. Yes, the family might not have come from your sperm, but it's still a family. And if that's something that you don't want to do, because you're not mature enough to do that and that's not what you want to do, then you should stay with somebody who's single and who doesn't have any kids and all that good stuff. Cool. But to make it sound negative for females who have children and you're losing, no, because at the end of the day, it's all about your mind frame. And if you feel like you're losing in that situation, then you don't need to be around them kids anyways.
My mind frame, because I would fuck a kid up first and foremost. I don't like no goddamn kid. I hate the fact that I was a kid at one point in time. So I don't care about no damn kid. Fuck a rat bag. You ain't mine.
You seen
baby boy. Fuck your fort. Knock this shit out.
Well, thank you, Anonymous, for calling in and putting in 2 cents. I appreciate you giving a different perspective on, you know, what we say. We always like to debate and challenge, you know, whatever. So unless you had 2 more things you want to add in, we'll catch up with you next time.
All righty.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a good one.
You too.
Once again, I want to thank Anonymous caller calling in and putting in 2 cents about that. You know, it's all good to have a debate, you know, to figure out, you know, to other people, you know, in case we step on some toes or somebody, just a different point of view.
Step on it, Nick. Damn, damn a child.
All right, what we got next, man? The next one is, does age matter?
Age, first of all, age does matter. We're gonna clear this up. We talking about all you perverts at home. We talking about 18 and up.
The first thing I was going to say is, first of all, make sure you're legal.
Yeah.
Make sure you're legal.
What's the age frame?
Age limit? Or what do you mean?
What you mean does age matter? We just talking about fucking, or we talking about being with
us? Just talking about all together, everything. Why not? I'm
just saying, you can fuck a 19-year-old or 18-year-old right now. That don't mean you got to go with
it. Well, maybe we're just talking about something that's going to last more than a couple weeks.
That's what I mean. Okay.
Sure. Okay. Not just sex, just a relationship with you know, older or younger, does it matter?
You being 45, what's your limit?
Damn, 45? Fuck. You got me that time.
So what's your limit?
You got me by about 12. Damn. Now, I'm not 45, by the way. I think it's not so much age, it's more so experience, man. It's experience. Everybody learns things at different times. You know, just because you learn how to cook first doesn't mean I didn't learn how to balance a checkbook before you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just different. You know, you learn things at different times. You know, you can't hold something against somebody because you learned something first. And because there's damn near, you know, it may come down to what you feel is important, but people learn shit at different times, man. You can't penalize somebody because they learned something before you.
Age matters, because let me tell you something. You know I'm going to say something stupid, but it's true. Listen, I like them older and more mature, because they tell nah, but you hear me? That had plenty of experience. these little new young girls, all they want to do is get high and drunk and don't know what happened. I mean, you get the smash and all, but you don't get the full effect of what you get with an old chick that just gets them some wine and some. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm getting my secrets out on here, but you get what I'm saying. I like a little seasoned woman because, you know, I'm 30. I want me somebody about 40, 45. So if I don't want to go eat Thanksgiving at my mom and them house, she know how to cook Thanksgiving. You don't know no 22-year-old and know how to cook no Thanksgiving dinner.
Now, it's hard to cook a Thanksgiving dinner in a damn one-bedroom apartment.
It really is. No, a studio. Hold on now. I had a one-bedroom.
You can't even. It is. It's, hey, man, it's hard. It's hard to do that, man.
So age does matter. With me, I want you from the age 35 to 55. I'm with you.
So you want to date nobody younger? I
don't fuck nobody younger than me.
No, I say you wouldn't date somebody younger.
No, I don't want nobody younger than me.
The younger person, they always trying to upgrade you. Yeah. Not upgrade you, they're trying to upgrade themselves. They always looking to come up.
Yeah, look, I'm 30. I go get somebody 20. They waiting on me to die. They trying to get in the wheel and trying to get my pension at the mail, man. I need to outlive the person that I'm dating.
I'm just, just thinking about the age thing, man. I was thinking about the last subject, man. I think it is better if just both people come to the table with almost equal. I'm just thinking about the conversation. I kind of think that both of them need to come about equal because if you don't need nothing from the next person, then you ain't no obligation to stay with them.
Exactly.
I don't know why it took so long to get that part out. Or maybe it just hit me late.
Maybe I told you, I don't want no motherfucker that I got to deal with you. I ain't trying to be
on shit
with you.
I was more so thinking about the experience of growing together. And you can always say, well, remember the first, just the first time it is. How can you be with somebody and first, y'all don't experience no first together? None.
You ain't. That's the how society is. The woman you probably with, that ain't the first to meet cheating so. She didn't have
y'all gotta have something first together.
What, first time you spent the night with each other? Just remember that. The first time I met you is in the first day I married you. And think about your funeral because it's coming.
Because we really can mesh these last two subjects together,
yeah.
Age and, you know what I'm saying, building together because all that experience and age is all the same.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So I want a well established person. I'm not trying to build nothing with you. I don't want to be nowhere with you. I want you to have your shit together. I'm not trying to get you in on none of my 401k plan if you ain't got no 401k plan. If I can't get you on your insurance policy, you with the wrong bitch. You ain't got no insurance policy. Something happened. What was going to happen? I'm trying to find somebody with some. I ain't want to build nothing. You build in your... I'll read some shit. You build in your 20s. You travel in your 30s. You die in your 40s. You know, you ever see that shit on Facebook?
Something like that. I'm about dying in the 40s. I know what you mean.
You get what I'm trying to say.
According to you, I should have died 20 years ago.
Yeah, you old motherfucker.
Man, I ain't nowhere close to my 40s, man. Well, kind of, but not
really.
You're
a lie. I don't care who tells
you. I ain't in my 40s, man. Chill out.
But anyway, I know you like the little young teens, as Drake was saying.
Damn, he's trying to
play. I said teens. T-I-N-G.
Teens. I thought you said T-E-N.
No.
I was like, damn, you really trying to play me.
I'll take a blowjob from 19, y'all. I don't give a damn.
But I don't know, so you don't think age matters, or you said it does matter?
To me, it's a 20-year cap. It's a 20-year cap. I mean, going up. I date you for 50. If you look like goddamn Holly Berry, she's 50. I'm dating. And be serious about
it. Because she got her stuff together.
No, I'm talking about Holly Berry can be not, she can look like that and be regular Walmart worker. I'm dating. 50 and up. I don't care.
So it's all about looks?
Yeah, it's about looks. It's a lie if you say it ain't.
I didn't say it. I was asking you.
What is it about? Let me ask you then. What is it about then?
That has something to do with it. I don't know if that's the main thing, but it has something to do with it. Yeah, you want to be attracted to the person you with. You know what I'm saying?
She can be 50 and look good. I know some 50-year-olds that look good. Tisha Campbell, she about 50, ain't it? Martin girl, shit.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all remember the mother from My Wife and Kids, Elise Neal.
Still fine.
She's 50, and I swear she's 35.
Yeah, she look good, boy.
Man, fellas, if y'all listen, y'all look up that.
Yeah,
y'all look up her at 50. And so since you'll keep it fit half and half, females, y'all go ahead and look up Genuine Meat. So we even. Y'all look up that. And fellas, y'all look up at least Neil at 50.
Yeah,
so we even.
Good.
Oh, my God.
She look good, boy.
All right, last subject for today, man. Toys in the Bedroom.
Toys in the Bedroom is my pleasure. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. I just, you know, my lady friend that I, you know, go with now was into sex toys and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was all optimistic about the shit at first. What? That's a word, that optimistic.
Yeah, so you used it right.
Oh, that boy getting his verbal skills up, man. Hanging around these white people, guys, they're getting good. But anyway, I was all optimistic about the shit until I done put on a vibrating cock ring. Let me tell you something. Ladies, at home, fellas, I know you be looking at that shit. It's going to hurt when you first put it on. You're going to be like, damn, why is this cock ring that tight around the base of your dick? It hurt. It hurt like hell at first. But when you stroking and that thing gets jiggling on your balls, the bottom of her pussy, it makes Mountain Dew. It makes splash. I ain't lying, it's good. So, to me, you should use sex toys. I recommend use sex toys in the room. It will boost your sex up times nine. Because sometimes you just don't feel like sitting down there licking pussy long. Just put that little bullet right on top of it and blow.
You know, I don't really have too much experience with sex toys, man. Outside of, and it's not even toy, outside of KY jelly or something like that. You know, I you know what I'm saying? I don't do all that. Like, you don't think that using a vibrator on the girl gonna make it desensitized? Like, hell, she gonna kick your ass out of the room. She gonna leave you no more.
No, they need.
It don't work like that.
Yeah, cause when let me tell you something. When you go on, I ain't gonna get in there because it's gonna roll. Let me tell you something. Vibrators help you to get in each and every hole that you're trying to get in. So if you got a vibrator, use that shit. It's just like shit. Most girls won't tell you, but most don't like to be handcuffed and all that shit with feathers and tickle their panties and all that. Using sex toys in the bedroom, I used to think it was retarded, but it's one of the best things I've discovered. But don't let her be around you, around no dildos, nothing around your ass. I ain't talking about no dildos. I'm talking about bullets, cock rings, the scrapper down for 2014. That thing.
You make that up?
No, it's real.
Tell
I don't want to scrapper down for 2014. Now, I know y'all going to go, like, what the fuck is he talking about, the scrapper down for 2014? He just got a whole bunch. It's just a whole bunch of freaky shit. Like, you put it on the clit, it rubs your ball, and it hit that G-spot, and you bust everybody nut at the same time. You know you fucking real good when the whole bedroom, yeah, fuck the sheets up. I'm like, I ain't sleeping on that side.
That's too wet.
I mean, you got to flip your whole mattress over using that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, if you ain't using that stuff, you ain't kind of the bedroom, the whole bedroom greasy. I just slipped and fell off the mattress. I knew so much grease before.
Any listener that got a crazy sex story with the toy store, your toy story or whatever, we got a donation for some free sex toys.
Yeah, that I will say. It's still in the wrapper, brand new. Because I told you she used to do that sale that she used to say, what you call it, Pure Romance. So I got the bullets and all that good shit, and I can show you if all the women that call.
Anybody can call in and tell us a good sex toy story. 215-383-5878. We'll give you a free sex toy.
Any sex toy I would send, I will post it on the page. Or I do it well.
We'll do it private if you know.
Yeah. I understand that. You don't want to be like, I wouldn't do that. Either. I ain't gonna.
Think they scared?
They scared. They ain't gonna. That's some shit in private. But it's some good sex toys out here, man. For real. So would you use a sex toy, Barrow?
Yeah, I would. I mean, like I said, I'm not scared to use one, but I would, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I'd probably have to do a little research. I mean, I don't want a click to be all like, you know, it had no stimulation afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, she used that toy, you know, she won't even like me after the toy no more. Like, I had to come to the room with the toy every time.
No, she still needs you though. That's the problem. You get what I'm saying? It's just like a stove and a microwave. I don't give a damn. You still need that microwave. And you still need that. So you need them both. I'm telling you, listen to me now. I use everything from use everything. That's all I'm saying. I use everything with all kind of dudes. You don't want to get that desensitized grease. You fuck all night long on that.
Desensitized grease.
Yeah.
where you put it on? You put it on your head. Where you put it on her? You put it on her. You
put it where you want. Whatever you try. If you trying to last long in that pussy. Listen, put some of that shit on your dick, your dick still be hard, but you won't nut. You just fucking sweating, dying.
Sounded like macaroni and cheese in there.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Stirring macaroni and cheese.
Yep. She gonna, after a while, she's going to say, damn, you don't try nothing. If you ever try to stick your dick in somebody's asshole, this is tough. Get a whole bunch of, she ain't going to feel nothing. She ain't going to know you been in there.
Hold on. So you tell me the distance. So it's like Novocaine, like they put on your teeth?
It's some liquid Novocaine. Yes, it is.
So you put on your genitals, man. And there's just nothing down there. So how can you feel it?
I mean, you still can feel it. Look, you don't put too much. You ain't going to feel it. You think it's hard. You just, it's the mind thing. You know you in some poison. You know what I'm saying? It's
so like, you use that when you try to punch somebody.
When you try to punch somebody, put it like this. If you know you took one of your girls out and you spent $100 on a date, well, go on and put you something there. Don't put it on before you get some head, though, because they go, this is nasty in my mouth. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
So you got to tell them that. You got to make sure you tell a listener that they go buy some desensitizing grease. It'd be after oral. Because yeah. Before, her teeth going to fall out. She's going to have some damn Golden Girls chomper.
Yeah.
Looking like Blanche.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Do it this is how they call. They got some.
It gotta be. You know, like Novocaine.
They do. They got something for your throat too, cause you know one of my lady friends had to put it in her throat, so she, you know, stopped.
Yeah, well, hey, I know we ain't got too much time left on this show, man. Well, we got enough time. Hey, Gio, tell the story you told me about your old lady friend that had that bag of sex toys.
Yeah, you talking about? She said, "Come on, girl, come on."
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went over there and like, we was on the couch and she had this little black bag. You know what I'm saying? She bent over. What's this for? So she pulled out this thing with a penis on it with a whole bunch of grease and a bullet. I said, you ain't put that on me. I hope you got all this grease. So she's shaking grease in her hand. I think she's going to oil my ass. So I'm trying to oil it. I don't get down. I said, no, this ain't for me. Just put this on the base of your dick and stick it in both holes. That's all you hear. She said, come on, girl. Come on, girl. Get up, girl. Talking to me like, hey, that was at Walmart back then. It was crazy, man. It was crazy. True
story.
Come on,
Gerald.
Give me that dick,
Gerald.
You better come on.
She's
an older woman. I swear on my life.
Hey, she hit that sexual peak. Women hit that sexual peak in
their,
what, late
30s
or something like that?
In their
30s.
I'm going through it.
We only washed up by then. We washed up at like
25. I didn't hit the hardest I could. Well, I ain't going to say this. Because I'd drop a load on a motherfucker in a minute. But anywho, that's neither
nor
here nor there.
Oh, man. Yeah, we game enough for today, man.
We game enough, man.
I appreciate the callers calling in and chopping up with us, man. I definitely appreciate y'all. Our show is still growing. And if y'all ain't see the numbers GL posted on his page, man, we getting there. Go ahead and save this number in your phone so you can call in next week, 215-383-5878. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving. Y'all follow us on our pages. B Shy Key at Instagram, B Shy Key at Twitter. GL, what's your name on the social media?
Just follow me. Oh no, he didn't. 256 on Snapchat. That's all you got to do. Just follow me on there. I post all the other shit later. Add me on Facebook. Do you add me on Facebook? Fuck it. Gerald GL Les. How you spell it? GL. Gerald like Levert Les. You know how to spell it.
All right, man. I believe that's it for today.
That's it, man.
I love y'all, man. I really do, man. Appreciate all the support y'all give us. And we will see y'all next week.
Escobar season has returned. It's been a long time. No turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Bill.
You can hate me now.
QB.
But I won't stop now.
Real niggas.
Cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now.
Come on.
But I won't stop.
Do it now. Do it now. Do it now.